It started in the classroom and became hands-on in the machine shop. That's where a group of female students from RIT built an 82-horsepower, 700-pound electric hybrid race car. Hot Wheels has gone global and recently competed in its first international race. But as Sasha Ann Simons reports, it wasn't all smooth sailing on the track.
This car is unlike most others on the roads.
It has four open wheels, not like a passenger car where it's all enclosed. It has two roll bars to keep the driver safe and roll over impact, and it has to be powered by an electric motor with high-powered lithium-ion batteries.
The electric car is called Hot Wheels. It's the end result of a two-year project built by an all-female group of engineering students at the Rochester Institute of Technology. Maura Schmielewick is the team's chief engineer.
We have to do all the frame design, the parts design, all ourselves.
Positive is always on the right.
It's one of those rare moments when the job requires no experience. The students are a mix of different backgrounds and majors who have formed a team out of interest and curiosity to see whether all the research could pay off. Jennifer Smith is in charge of the project.
We set out to do a two-year design and build phase. The actual design started in January of 15, and we designed all the way through about December, and then we really started the build heavily in January of 16.
With their eyes set on a major competition, the women put the finishing touches on Hot Wheels in early May.
Yeah, Maura.
You got this.
Next, they were off to the races at the New Hampshire International Speedway. The tilt test is one safety check that ensures no leaking from the vehicle. 30 teams from across the globe put their creativity to the test at the Formula Hybrid, a design and engineering challenge for college students. Hot Wheels passed an initial mechanical inspection with flying colors, but later a close call would put the women in jeopardy of hitting the track.
I slammed on the brakes, and it was just way too much force in the front, and it actually turned the bottom and the front suspension twisted over each other, so it completely just ripped apart one of our wheel assemblies.
She was in the car, I was out of the car, so I had a different perspective. I just saw everything crinkle, and I was just like, oh no.
Time was of the essence, so the women quickly put their thinking caps on. The mistake cost them a few rounds of the competition. Then, finally, the electric car remained powered up for nearly 12 miles.
We came together as a team and the rest of that day to really pull together and show that we might have had a failure, but we're a team to be reckoned with and we're going to get back out there. We're not done and we're here to compete.
Hot Wheels' brightly colored technical design won the team third place, and they finished third in the overall competition. But the women say it was a different prize that made this all worthwhile.
We actually walked away with two professionalism and like management awards.
We've seen so many girls, even young first and second years, transform just in this past semester, their level of confidence and understanding of things just because of this team.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, WRVO News.